Amen. Welcome again, everyone. We welcome you tonight to New Freedom Christian Ministries and More Than Conquerors, Warriors for Christ Ministries, Wednesday night Bible study and teaching. We just want to thank everyone for coming on with us tonight as we dine together and feast together on the Word of God. We thank God that the Word has truly been keeping us and just continuing to be healed, amen, continuing to be set free and delivered. And so we just praise God tonight for everything that He's continuing to do. I tell you, as we have been learning and growing in the book of John, the 6th chapter, I tell you, it has been some food for our soul. Indeed, it has been. And so we're continuing to be excited about it on this 14th day of March, 2024. Look at us. We are halfway through the month of March. Amen. And we are still learning about Jesus. And so as we continue on, come on, learning about that bread of life, amen, that has truly, truly, truly been satisfying our soul. We have been filled up with so much good meat, amen. And so, again, I am Pastor Phoebe Davis, and I'm here tonight with my husband, Pastor Eric Davis. And we greet you in the love of Jesus, and we thank God for our pastors, Pastor Lester and Pastor Sharon Hayes, amen. We thank God for them as they are traveling, amen. And so as we continue to pray, we've been praying for that hedge of protection around them, amen, and that they'd have safe travels. And we thank God that the Lord is continuing to keep them, amen. They may get an opportunity to listen in with us tonight, amen. But if not, amen, they'll be seeing my brother and my two nieces, amen. So they'll get to spend time with them and my brother and his wife and just rejoicing with them. But we thank God for keeping them and protecting them. We know that the word of God is surely with them, amen. And we know that God is continuing to just cover and comfort and keep them, amen, in his care as he continues to keep us all. So again, we welcome you, our brothers, sisters in Christ, all of you who have joined in tonight. Thank you for just continuing to trust Jesus. And you're seeking after more of him, as we're seeking after more of him. And so tonight we're going to continue on talking about Jesus and him being the true bread from heaven. And so as we get prepared tonight, I'm just going to go real quickly into the Lord's Prayer as we get prepared. Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth just as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And so as we get on into the word of God tonight, just want to jump real quick there to the book of John, the 6th chapter and the 35th verse, which is scripture we've been talking about for a while now. Amen. And so as we continue, praise God, to just grow in the word of God. And so again, tonight we're going to start off in the book of John, the 6th chapter, there at around the 35th verse. And we're going to be teaching tonight out of the King James Bible. Amen. Unless otherwise specified, but we're going to be, you know us, we're pretty much teachers out of the King James Bible. Amen. And if we teach out of any other translation, we will specify that. But tonight we're going to be coming out of the King James Bible. And so again, that's the book of John, the 6th chapter, starting there at the 35th verse. And it reads as this. Matter of fact, I want to go back up to verse 33 and then read on down to 35. So again, that's the book of John, the 6th chapter, the 33rd, through the 35th verse of the King out of the King James Bible translation. And 33 reads as this: "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." And verse 34 reads as this: "Then said they unto him, Lord, and then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Amen. Amen. So here's Jesus here as he's preparing the disciples, as he's preparing them, as he's teaching them, as he's getting them ready and getting them prepared. So we just thank God for keeping us, you know, continuously, and how he continues to prepare us. And so here we are learning, and here we are hearing from Jesus, where he's teaching them and he's calling himself the bread of life. And he's relaying this to the disciples. Amen. And he's, you know, teaching them on partaking of, you know, his nature and his life. You know, as we learn how a lot of people have been brought up to do communion, take communion, as they call it. And we thank God for the word of God, which teaches us on what it really means when we take communion, what it signifies and what it means. And we learn that it's not about how you dress yourselves up, white cloth on the table, putting on certain types of robes and doing certain ceremonial things to signify what communion means. But it's really about understanding what it means when we take of it, amen. When we're talking about Jesus and when his body was broken, amen. And, you know, right now, as the world is preparing March 31st to celebrate, we celebrate the resurrection, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But there are other places they celebrate Easter. And we thank God that he's teaching us about what this day really entails. It entails the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you really, truly understand that, then as we take communion, you begin to learn and understand why you're doing it. And then you don't enter into it so lightly, because we want to make sure that people are not full of sin and continuously sinning and not repenting and leaning, heading towards that way of getting things right with the Lord, because we know we can't do it on our own. God has to help us with that. But we don't want to just be doing communion and it means nothing, which means it looks as if we don't really care about what Jesus did for us. And that, you know, yeah, we know what he went through. You know, he took on death for us. But when we begin to really understand what it means about that, and when we're reading it, that's why I love how the scriptures teach on this. So it's not like we're just out here doing something, but it's so important that we really understand and know what we're doing. And when we repent before we're doing this and making sure that we make things right, because we want everything that we do for the Lord, we want to make sure that we follow every step, every protocol that he's given us in the word of God, not what somebody's given us in their great book that they wrote on what they think. But we want to always know what God thinks about a thing. But I love it here. And I'm going to go back there to verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. I love that. I am the bread of life. I am. Here's Jesus saying, I am. I'm the one. I'm the bread of life. And then he goes on to say, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. I love how Jesus, he always invites us to come to him. You know, come to him, because us coming to him That's what's going to help us. Amen. He's going to help us to get to that place of true freedom. And he goes on to say, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, this is Jesus saying, he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Well, we already learned out of the book of John, the 3rd chapter in the 16th verse, we learned about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, we learned that then, and here we are over in the book of John, the 6th chapter. This is still Jesus. All of this is Jesus' teachings. These are Jesus' words being spoken to us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That assurance, he says, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Well, the scriptures also teach that he whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus being that bread of life, amen, that bread of heaven that was sent down for us. I love when we pray the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Asking him to give us what we need, amen, to sustain ourselves, to give us what we need so that we can continue in him. Give us this day our daily bread. And so as we're praying, we're asking God for that. Why? Because we know that we need that. We can't do anything without it. Glory to God. And he goes on to say, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But then if you go to 36, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and what? And believe not. You've seen me and believe not. And I love how Jesus just continues to draw me in. For I came down from heaven. It says, all, it goes back to 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Even when he taught the disciples how to pray, same prayer in which we pray today. Why? Because we're followers of Christ. We're still following after Christ. Remember, we haven't made it to heaven yet. We're in preparation on our way. And so, again, in that prayer, Abba Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, what? Thy will be done in earth just as it is in heaven. See how he's teaching us. He was teaching them on how these things are to be done, and also to assuring them of who he was and whose he is and under whose authority had he been given these things for us. It came from his Father. Amen. And in that, Jesus passed it on down to us. He was the first one. He was the first partaker of these things. Just as when we teach and when we share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, well, we got to learn this. Amen. We got to partake of this. We can't teach about the bread of life, the bread of heaven, and then we don't trust in Jesus. We don't believe in him. Amen. We're not putting God in remembrance of his word. But over in the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse, and again, we're coming out of the King James Bible translation tonight. But over at verse 6, it reads as this: blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. Who do hunger and thirst. You know, we want more of God. We want to make sure that we get everything that we need so that we're able to maintain. Amen. And we have to continue to hunger and thirst. We should always be hungering and thirsting and wanting more of God's word. It should never be enough. We should never be satisfied and filled. Amen. We must continue doing this. Amen. For it says, for they shall be what? They shall be filled. Here's Jesus as He was giving his Sermon on the Mount as he was preparing the disciples, the followers of him, as they're, you can just imagine them sitting around, amen, as he's letting them know they were being filled then. You know, he was filling them up then. Here's the bread of life, amen. The bread of it, here he is right here before them, amen. At this time, he's feeding them the truth right here, preparing them and letting them know, blessed are they who continue, amen, to seek after righteousness. Blessed are they who want the truth. Blessed are they who, now that we've gotten into that place of freedom in Christ, we want to continue to be free in Christ. So what do we got to do? We've got to eat those things in which he serves us, amen. He serves us his word. He serves us his truth, his strength, his joy. And I love it. He told me, he said, blessed are they which do hunger. He's letting you know, blessed are they who do hunger. Amen. We want more of God. We want more of his truth. Why? We need it. Because things happen throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. And it's like, we want to spend our time filling ourselves up, building ourselves up in the Lord. Amen. So when these things come, because we're still not full. Amen. We're still wanting more. And it's like, once you start eating, you don't want to stop. When you start eating the truth, not the gospel that they've added to and taken things away from, we won't. More of his word, more of his truth, his love, his healing, his compassion. Jesus had compassion. He was teaching them about love. He was teaching them about his Father. And he knew his time was limited there on earth in that human form. Amen. But oh, thank God for the Spirit of God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Woo! He's the Spirit of truth. And he loved us so much that he made sure that we all would wait until you receive what you need. That's going to keep you hungry and keep you thirsty. That's going to keep you wanting more. Amen. It's going to remind us. He's the Spirit of truth. He reminds us. Amen. He brings back to our remembrance what thus saith the Lord. He brings back to us the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. Holy Spirit, he brings it back to us. He lets us know, remember when Jesus said this in the word. In the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse, the King James Bible. Remember when Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Are they blessed? For they shall be filled. They shall be filled with the truth. They shall be filled with the word of God. That's what we need. That's what we get full off of. When we be full off the word of God, it helps us to be able to digest the regular food, to be able to digest what's going on around us. Why? Because we fill ourselves spiritually. Amen. And so now we're able to see clearer. We're thinking clearer. Amen. Now we're making sure we're praying over this food that we are about to partake. Because we spent that time with the Lord and he's filled us. And he's saying, as long as you keep hungering and thirsting after Christ, after him, more of him, you're going to be filled. This is a hunger that money can't fill. Jobs can't fill. Friends, family, your spouse, nobody can fill this void. Nobody but Jesus. Amen. And he helps us to be able to function and move forward in all the other areas in our life. Now we see, just imagine, there was the disciples, man, they were walking with Jesus. They were with him as he taught them. They were in his physical presence, but thank God we get to be with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He left us the comforter. The comforter. He comforts us. He said he'd never leave us comfortless as we continue to learn here in the scriptures. And then if we go to the book of John, the 6th chapter, there at the 48th verse, still there in the book of John, I tell you, we've been in this chapter 6 here, and it has been so good. Amen. I'm just kind of grabbing a few of the scriptures we've been going over. Amen. But we're going to stay in this. We're going to continue in. Amen. We're just doing some eating tonight. Praise God. But it reads as this. It says, I am that bread of life. I love it. I am that bread of life. And then if you go back up to verse 47 in the book of John, the 6th chapter, the 47th verse, the King James Bible, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has what? Hath everlasting life. Everlasting life. Nobody can bring us everlasting life but Jesus. He's the only one. He's the only one. And then it says, I am that bread of life. 48, 49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and what? Are dead. But he goes on to say, this is the bread which cometh where? Down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and what? And not die. And this is why we're so grateful that we have 66 books here in the Bible to teach us these things, so that we don't have to be out here wandering around, second guessing. Right here, Jesus teaches it to us right here in the Word. We don't have to take anybody else's word for it. We can take God's word for it. He wants us to take his word for it. He's letting us know. He is the only one who can satisfy that taste in us. He is the only one, amen, who can give us that food for our soul. He is the only one. He makes the distinction to let people know that he is that one. Amen. He is that bread of life. He says it. He says it right here in the Word. He says, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Right here, he's giving the instructions. This is how, as a follower of Christ, as a born-again believer, this is how you're going to survive. This is how we're going to survive. This is how we're going to make it. Amen. Jesus is the only thing that's going to satisfy us. He's the only thing. As we grow in Christ, you get to a point in our relationship with Christ where nothing like fills that void. Nothing fills that hole that's there. Nothing fills it. Amen. Nothing fills it. But Jesus teaches us, let me show you what to fill that emptiness. Let me help you with that void. Amen. Glory to God. I know in the book of Psalms, the 17th chapter and the 15th verse, where it talks about, and it reads as, and this was a prayer of David. David was pleading for God's protection. Amen. Because see, one thing about David, he knew that he needed the Lord's help. Amen. And he was always calling on the Lord, because he knew that was where his help was going to come from. That's where he would be comforted. Amen. And it's with us today. We call on the name of the Lord. Amen. We learn in the book of Proverbs, the 18th chapter in the 10th verse in the King James Bible. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. Well, who are we? We are the righteous. Amen. Born again believers, followers of Christ. And he also teaches us how to become righteous. Amen. Well, he teaches us to seek first to his kingdom. His kingdom. That's where we're going to learn about the bread of life. Amen. This is how we're going to learn about Jesus. This is how we're learning about Jesus. But I love there in verse 15 in the book of Psalms, the 17th chapter and the 15th verse. I love it there where it says, and for me, I will behold thy face in what? Righteousness, and I shall be satisfied. Ooh, come on, David. And I shall be satisfied. Let's see. Let's go back up to verse 14. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life and whose belly thou filleth with thy hid treasure, they are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babies. David goes on to say, as for me, I will behold thy face and righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. So much going on around here. You can see spiritual wickedness. Amen. You see it. You see evildoers. Amen. But God has given us what we need. Amen. So that we can continue to seek after him. We can pray. He teaches us, hey, how to turn from our wicked ways. He's teaching us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not adding to or taking anything away from it. We don't have to. The word works itself. Ooh, and the word works in us and through us. Hey, around us, over us, under us. Like Paul said, nothing shall separate us. Nothing. This is why we have to keep hungering and thirsting for righteousness, because things will come and try to trap you, try to get your mind all focused. But thank God, he helps us to focus. I remember about 3-4 years ago, as we was preparing for a Resurrection Sunday to come, and the Lord had us teaching on that Resurrection Sunday about keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Well, now we're seeing 3-5 years later. Why? Because there are so many who focus went off of Jesus. They lost focus. They didn't want to taste the bread of life. Amen. They were out there tasting all this other stuff in the world. That stuff out there was not intended to build us up in our spirit, man. Amen. The things of the world can't satisfy us. We're grateful to things, but it does not satisfy that hunger and that thirst. Only Jesus can satisfy that. And he teaches us how he does that. He teaches us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. He teaches us here in the word of God. Even in the book of John, the 6th chapter, in the 58th verse, King James Bible translation, it reads as this. This is Jesus talking. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And then go up to 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for just speaking to us and letting us know this is how you're going to survive. This is how you're going to grow. Come on. We want God to continue to protect us. Woo. Woo, let's go back there on verse Psalm 17. Oh my God, this is powerful. The book of Psalms, the 17th chapter. Let's go back there. Amen. Glory to God. As we sit and we see. But in verse 13, it says, arise, O Lord. I'm reading out the King James Bible translation. It says, arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face and righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Jesus, only you satisfy us, Lord. Only you, God. Nothing can satisfy us like Jesus. Nothing can quench that thirst and that hunger. He gives us the living water. Amen. the living water, the good water. Glory to God. As we continue, Jesus. Pleasures forevermore at thy right hand. We thank Jesus for teaching us and building us and keeping us. You know, as we approach this time of celebrating the death, burial, and the resurrection, but what I love is that through the freedom that we found in Christ, amen, because we remember the book of Psalms, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse, it reads as this, and ye shall know the truth, King James Bible, and the truth shall make you free, which means make you free. That word makes, as long as we continue to hunger and thirst after his righteousness, we shall be filled. As long as we continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as long as we continue to do these things, well, we're seeing right there, we're becoming free. We're becoming free. The more of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we continue to put in our hearts, amen. David say, the word I hid in my heart so that I would not sin against thee. Well, the word of God, these scriptures, amen, we see many of David's prayers. We see many of his conversations with the Lord. And as David was being delivered, as he was being set free, as he was being broken down of some things, but also too, at the same time, David was being built up in his character, amen. His integrity was being built up. Even though he endured some things because of that sin that was in his life. But thank God, through that, David became a chaser after God. Amen. He became a man after God's own heart. He began to reverence God. He began to pray to God to help him because he knew God was the only one who could. And David continued. He blessed the Lord at all times. He continued, amen. God's praise was continuously in his mouth, no matter what. So as we hunger and thirst after God, the best way to be filled is through Jesus, through his word, as he was teaching the disciples, letting them know, here's the one that's been with you all this time, amen. Here's the one that had been with them, who was nurturing them, who was preparing them, amen. Even though he had this one group over here who was opposing him, but Jesus did not allow that to stop him from getting that message out. He did not let it stop him from getting to that cross because he knew that it had to be completed. And he knew that he was the one who came to so that the law would be fulfilled. Jesus was the only one who could do it. That's why he's the only bread of life. He's the true bread of life. And as he calls for us here in the scriptures, if we come to him, we'll never hunger and thirst again. And this is talking about the spiritual food. The natural food, it can't sustain or fill us like the spiritual food can. It wasn't intended to, amen? That physical food, that's man-made stuff. That's man doing. Now, when we go out and we cultivate the ground and we do our gardens and we do the organic gardening, well, we thank God because it's because of him that we're able to have that source, that we're able to go out and do these things because of him, because he has made provision and way for us to do this. But he teaches us in the scriptures about that spiritual bread. And we know that God's word is what? It's truth. Here again, the book of Psalms, the 16th chapter and the 11th verse. That will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Every day we seek after him, even if we don't read but one scripture, even if we pray for 5 minutes, no matter how many minutes you pray. Pray, praise God. And thank God he's given us the book of scriptures that we can pray. We can pray God's word back to him. And as he fills us and heals us and seals us and builds us up, amen, he returns his word back to us as he pours it in us. Amen. He just continues to build us up. This is what the gospel of Jesus Christ was intended to do. When he gave them the instruction, the commission to go out, to preach the gospel. It's that gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we see when that happens, lives change. Our lives have changed and are still changing. He's letting us know. Presence is fullness of joy. Presence is fullness of joy. God preserves his people. He keeps his people. He's restoring us. We're being restored. Thank God we don't have to wait for every Resurrection Sunday to roll around to be resurrected in our bodies to be restored. Thank God we don't have to wait. It's an ongoing relationship. Amen. It doesn't just end at Resurrection Sunday and then pick back up next year at the next Resurrection Sunday. No. This is an ongoing resurrected relationship. Amen. We can learn about the death, burial, and the resurrection any time of the year. I thank God for when he took us into the book of John. We went through the whole chapter. Each verse, book upon book, verse upon verse. And look, now he's brought us right back over here. And he's teaching us. And here we are coming upon Resurrection Sunday. And he's teaching us to understand now that you have partaken of this bread. Now you understand the relationship with me, the connection there. Amen. This is not a forced connection. You know, this is not a forced relationship. We've been seeking the Lord. Amen. He told us seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. He's letting us know. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Do it now. You know, it over in the book of John, the 4th chapter, when we talk and we learned about, you know, the woman at the well and when she appeared there, amen, and what took place in her life at this time. And if you go there to the book of John, the fourth chapter, and I'll start right here at the 13th verse where it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, this is Jesus speaking here to the woman. Let's see. Here, I'll go up to verse 7. So that's the book of John, the 7th chapter and verse 7. And I'm reading out of the King James Bible. And it reads as this, starting at verse 7. It says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. This is Jesus speaking to her. Verse 8 says, for his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And I love it here as Jesus. See how Jesus stayed focused. His eyes was always fixed on his Father. He was always about that the business of souls being saved, people being healed, people being set free and delivered. Amen. And two, just as he teaches us now through the word of God, when we talk about repenting, amen, which means turning away. Repentance is so important. Salvation is so important. These are things that we can't leave out. Amen. But he goes on to say in verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And then verse 11 goes on to read, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? And verse 12, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? And here's Jesus. I always love how Jesus come back with such compassionate love, kindness, even in talking with people, amen, ministering to people. You felt that love in his conversation. You know, you didn't feel the judging, but you just felt his love and his compassion there. Amen. And he goes on to say, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. There it is again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But if you go back to 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. See, when we're thirsty in the natural, and sometimes no matter what you pick up to drink, it's not going to satisfy that thirst. And a lot of times we found that when we get that actual physical water and we begin to drink it, there are times when that's what our body craves. And that's what our body prefers, is that water. And it's like when we drink it, it starts to cure that hunger, amen. And you just want to keep drinking and drinking until you're filled of it, to where you have enough that has help that thirst, and you're not thirsty anymore. But he's saying the spiritual water is where Jesus is talking about. And I love it. He says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. There go Jesus again, talking about that everlasting life. Giving that assurance that once you drink this water that I'm about to give you, it's going to cure everything. And it's going to keep you coming back for more. And not only, and we see it, it's caused other people's lives to change. See, that's what's so awesome about when we, as David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man that trusts in him. David was saying, you got to taste it for yourself. Because once you taste it, once you get into this relationship with the Lord, amen, your life changes. Our taste changes. Amen. We stop thirsting after so much of the world, and we start to thirst after more of God. Because we realize those things, none of that stuff filled that void. And Jesus knew this was going to be her life-changing event here. She was never going to be the same. And that's as he lets us know, you're never going to be the same. When you really taste the true water, amen. Glory to God. And then she said, then the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And then as she continued on, her and Jesus in the conversation, amen, right there, her life was changing. Even then, as Jesus began, because Jesus didn't judge her or put her down. Amen. He began to offer to her what was going to help her, what was going to cure her, what was going to take away all those other things. Amen. He was going to replace it with his love, with his water. Amen. And as we see today, is continuing on, amen. As we're living for the Lord, amen, our lives are changing. All of us who are on tonight or listening in, our lives are changing. We're here because God has designed for us to be here learning more about him so that we can do what? We can grow in him. We can learn how to trust in the Lord. We can learn how to thirst after him. I'm going to get ready to bring it to a close, and we'll continue on. Amen. Be back on Saturday morning, and we'll just go a little higher. We're going to continue to keep learning on this. Amen. As we continue, because we're still hungry and thirsty. Amen. We're hungry. We're thirsty. Jesus has been feeding us that bread of life, and it's just been flowing through our bodies. Amen. And we're starting to see, oh my God, this is what Jesus was teaching. Amen. This is why it's so important to stick with the truth. But in the book of Psalms, the 63rd chapter, as we prepare to bring it to a close tonight, powerful passage of scripture here. But in verse 1, it reads as this, and I've been reading, teaching out of King James Bible translation tonight. But, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power in thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus I will bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. And I'm just going to stop it right there. We'll get an opportunity to come back and just grow a little higher and learn more. But, you know, here's David here when he was there out in the wilderness of Judah. David was out there. Look, remember I said David, he called upon the Lord. Amen. He knew that that was the only thing that could fill him. That was the only thing that could help him, that could save him. And as Jesus teaches us, and as he was teaching the disciples about I am the bread of life, he knew that that was the only thing that was going to fill them, that was going to fill us, and many more to come. And here we are so many generations later, amen. And what's happening? This same bread, amen, is still feeding. Even as we were learning about it, as Pastor Lester was teaching on Jesus when he fed the 5,000, amen, with the two fish and five loaves of bread, and how he instructed the disciples on how to sit the people, sit them in groups of 50, and how he set them and prepared them to receive the natural food, and how it lasted, and it was able to feed them all. And then there was some left over. But then also too, when we learn about the bread of life, the spiritual food, amen, and how through that, amen, as Jesus was teaching them about the bread of heaven, amen. And here we are today, still learning, still eating off of it, amen. And our souls are being fed, and our lives are changing, because it's like David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. See, once you've truly tasted the Lord, we don't want to take anything else to fill that void. Nothing else fills that void. And so he's teaching us, this is that next level in me. Now you're understanding. See, now we're understanding more of what we've been teaching, what we've been learning. He's teaching us. As we teach, we're being taught. And as we're being taught, we teach, amen, what he gives us. And I love it here. Took it back to David. David said, Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. But my soul still thirsteth for you. And even as Jesus, when he was teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, when he was teaching them, the disciples, as he was preparing them, getting them ready, he was letting them know, blessed are you who hunger and thirst after righteousness, letting them know, for they shall be filled. He was letting them know, preparing them. And wow, as you continue to read all throughout the word of God, you see where everything that Jesus spoke, what everything that Jesus prophesied into their life, when he spoke into their life, came to pass, amen. He told them the truth, amen. And that's what set them free, and that's what's setting us free. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for tonight, God. We thank you for the opportunity to continue to grow and learn of you, God, to continue to learn about the bread of life, amen. Learning, oh God, how you continue to feed those hungry souls. You fed them the physical food and the spiritual food, just as you are feeding us. We thank God for the word of God, which is the seed that is to be planted, that is to be sown, oh God. The word of God, which is what's helping to satisfy. It was like we can't get enough. We just want more and more of you, God. And even as we learned, as we went back to David, where he talked about, he thirsted. Even water, none of those things could feel that thirst, amen. He thirsted after the Lord. And just as we continue tonight, wanting more of you, God, thirsting after you, God. For we see out of this relationship, David became a man after God's own heart. And as we see, Jesus, he went on, amen. He came down on this earth to die for us. He voluntarily gave up the ghost for us because he knew there was going to come this day, March 14, 2024, when we were going to be thirsty for him, hungry for him, amen, eating the bread of life. As Jeremiah said, and our words were found, and I did eat. And they became that joy and that rejoicing. And we're seeing it now. Even as we tasted the word tonight, it's feeding us. We're eating your truth, God, and it's helping us. And so, God, for all who have joined in and listened on tonight, God, as the word has went out, God, we thank you for the scriptures that you've given us for tonight, God, as we go back, God, and we re-listen, God, over and over again as we continue to apply your word to our life, as we continue to eat of your truth, eat of your goodness, as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, God, according to the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter in the 33rd verse in the King James Bible, God, and all these things will be added unto us. And so, Father, we pray and ask all these things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. And God bless. Keep reading. Keep trusting. Hey, keep eating. Keep eating more and more of the word of God. We're all eating. We have not stopped. We need this food. Amen. We can't do without it.